22-9 on Thursday morning with Linda LaJosh. Great stuff sticking around today and right across the long weekend. Around 16 degrees and some showers on and off as well. Now, we've got the Australian Wildlife Society inaugural ball coming up next weekend at West Leagues. And the guest speaker on the night is Tim Faulkner. You've seen him on TV with the Bondi Vet and doing a whole bunch of stuff. He does some really, really good work. He's on the phone this morning to have a chat. Hey, Tim. Hi, how you going, mate?
I'm well, thank you.
Now, we've got this ball coming up next Saturday night at West Leagues Club to raise some money for some Tassie Devils. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, the Australian Wildlife Society has a long-standing relationship with myself and the Reptile Park and Devil Ark in particular, which is a conservation breeding facility that essentially aims to avert the extinction of the Tasmanian Devil, sadly enough. But it's a wonderful event. They've got a great speaker that happens to be myself.
Oh, very good.
It's a great cause. I think in the world we often hear a little bit too much about, you know, exotic species like pandas or orangutans, and they're very important, but, you know, Australia has the worst mammal extinction rate on Earth. In fact,
really?
As many as the rest of the world put together, and the more societies that act in this way and manner and educate the public, all the better for our wildlife.
Why is that, do you think? Why do you think we've got the worst?
Well, there's a whole range of pressures that our wildlife face, same as the rest of the world: habitat destruction, urban sprawl, pollution, etc. But the main thing, Australia's main vulnerability, are our feral pets.
Right.
So, you know, the entire northern hemisphere, America, Europe, Asia, Africa, they evolve with cats and dogs and rats and mice and primates. And so when we brought to Australia, in particular, the feral fox and feral cat, our wildlife, we never had foxes. We didn't have cats. And our marsupials, they cannot deal with them.
Mm.
And, you know, there's no silver bullet cure at this point in time other than continued raised awareness and actions from the public, governments and organisations like the Wildlife Society that mean it stands a chance. But essentially they're getting eaten by ferals.
Yeah, right.
How close are the Tassie Devils to actually being wiped out?
Yeah, the thing is, they suffer from a disease, devil facial tumour disease. It was found 21 years ago in 1996. You know, there's talk of cure vaccine, and that may be okay for immunised devils, for captive-born devils to be immunised and released back to the wild, but it's not applicable to the wild population. 90% of devils are gone. That's 250,000, roughly, down to somewhere now in the low 10. So it's not looking good, and the thing is, And why the Wildlife Society and ourselves believe so much in the devil is we stand to lose so much more than the devil. It's a top-order predator. It's kept feral cats in check in Tassie.
Mm.
There's a whole range of species. Eastern quolls, eastern bedongs, eastern barred bandicoots. They all used to be found on the mainland commonly. They're all extinct on the mainland now. Mm. And they still survive in Tassie thanks to the devil. So by protecting the devil, you know, one of our most iconic items, we also protect an entire ecosystem, and that really there is good conservation bang for buck.
Well, if you want to go and help raise some money to support the Tassie Devils and obviously try and keep them from extinction as well, next Saturday it's happening, West Leagues Club in Campbelltown. All kicks off at 7 o'clock. We do have a free double pass if you'd like it, 46289913, thanks to Grabowski Financial Planning. But, Tim, we look forward to seeing you next Saturday night. It sounds very interesting.
Yeah, all the best. Bye.